Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
Pretty much one thing said by all listeners about each of us in here that has not been said about Rebecca yet. And frankly, she wants to be part of the club.
Yeah. I'm really wondering why not me? Because listeners say a lot. Mm-hmm. As the Burt Show social media producer, I've seen a lot of comments.
Bye-bye.
Your job sucks, bro. That job really sucks.
I have to say, the vast majority of comments from listeners are so kind and engaging and interesting, but there is a vocal minority of people who comment things that make me concerned that they drive on the same road as me.
I'm assuming that you see these comments from the same people over and over again. They're repeat offenders.
It is interesting how you'll see the same names kind of pop up.
How odd.
Yeah, I know.
How odd, Kristen.
I know.
Yeah, they kind of clock in every morning.
So here's the thing, you know, and I know we're going to have a fun break here, but here's the thing, and I mentioned it yesterday also. Just imagine waking up in the morning and something on your agenda is to try to make somebody else feel crappy. That's you're waking up and that's your agenda. You're a freaking loser.
Yeah. That's gotta be a rough life.
So, loser.
I have a hard rule. I don't check out the Facebook comments anymore, but just out of curiosity, does Elaine still hate me?
Elaine?
Yes.
I honestly haven't seen an Elaine.
So of Elaine. Yeah.
I befriended her. We've been going out. We've been hanging out at Braves games. I met her last night after our meal. Yeah, she's still not a fan of you.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, at least she's not like pushing it out there on the internet.
There was one man who, this is not bad, but there was one man who every Christian break would just comment on like the Facebook video, boo.
See, that's funny. At least that's funny, man.
That I can appreciate.
It is.
He was
right?
Really consistent. But ever since I started, which this is today is actually my 3-year anniversary.
Here, I got you this.
Thank you.
Oh, that was nice.
That's a beautiful ballpoint pen you had sitting there for the last
Burt Show pen.
Was waiting for the right opportunity. Clearly, that is now.
It's not even a Burt Show pen. It's just like a generic pen.
It's a thought that counts. But there has consistently been one type of comment that has been made by Burt Show listeners ever since I got here. And it's something that Burt Show fam loves to do. They love to ship us. Abby, when she brought Mikey to the table last week, that was just a textbook example. Mm-hmm. I think listeners, they listen to us talk or they watch us talk and hear us laugh. They see that we have great chemistry and naturally their next inclination is to think, they should kiss.
People have said online for years that I'm in love with Kristen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the classic.
Yeah.
I have the list.
Okay. Oh, the list of chefs.
Obviously, Bert is in love with Kristen.
They should definitely kiss. Duh.
I mean, their will they, won't they dynamic.
I mean,
years.
They should have seen what we did on vacation. We did more than kiss.
When's the last time you kissed down to a man? I can supply you with that.
Well, we are the same height, so we would be kissing straight on.
I'm at an age where I'm shrinking, though, so give me a year.
Tommy has a crush on Kristen.
Oh, he does.
God, you are really a hot commodity, man.
Look at you.
Kristen is also in love with Mo.
Oh.
What?
How about that?
I didn't know.
I saw that sweatpant pic,
I can't blame you.
Thank you.
That wasn't love.
I'm in lust with Mo.
It's going to be awkward, though, because Mo is in love with Katie.
Okay.
Has to be.
Because you've always had a thing for lesbians.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're both black. So, right? Of course.
Interesting you say that because both the black lesbians are obviously together as well.
Oh.
Amber and Katie.
Of course. Yes,
God put them right in front of each other and they've denied this.
Destiny.
Abby has been paired with both Jackson and Mikey.
Mm.
And Tommy, I already said Tommy's a crush on Krishna.
Yep.
Okay. My favorite underrated ship. Kaylee and Cassie.
Oh, enemies to lovers.
Yes.
Those two would shake the paint off the if they ever got together. I really believe so.
I would like to offer you a gift because you want to be shipped so badly.
Yeah, my name is missing from that list.
And you want to know who the listeners ship you with. Mm-hmm. So I would like for all the listeners that want to see Rebecca ship with someone, DM me on Instagram at the Abby Murphy. Tell me who you want Rebecca to be shipped with. Uh-huh. And then because you were so kind to write me fanfic about my favorite singer, I'm going to write a fan fiction about you and whoever the listeners ship you with.
What a gift.
Oh my God, that's very generous.
Do you want to put a request in?
Beggars can't be choosers. I'll really take anyone at this point.
She'll even take Passport show members. Like, they don't even have to be on the show anymore.
Okay.
That could be interesting.
We will ship you with somebody by the end of the day today. You will have fan fiction, Abby. I think that's a wonderful idea.
That's all I'm asking. Just consider me in your Burt Show fantasy.
All right, now go back to your miserable job. It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
She is 7 years old, and she must be getting married this weekend for Kaylee to be so scared about his 7-year-old daughter being at a wedding this week. Is she getting married? Did she find herself a good 8-year-old?
No, she didn't. And this was last weekend. This went down already.
Okay.
This was last weekend that, I don't know how it works in most people's houses. My wife tells me typically what needs to be done as far as like scheduling. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, she reminds me of things like the day before, and I'm like, you never told me that.
Oh, God. Didn't we just play this video like a couple of weeks ago? Or maybe I just saw it on TikTok.
I'm like, I don't remember you telling me that.
This is so standard.
And then,
right?
And then half the time, she's like, well, refer to the calendar, so that's another issue. I'll bring that up for another time.
This all started with Adam and Eve way back in the day.
Yeah,
they were like, absolutely. They had a calendar, sticks, and rocks, and he was messing it up from the start.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's the Apple calendar, the joint calendar that you can add things to, but she likes to have the paper one that sits on the refrigerator in front of my face, which I never pay attention to anyway. But so my daughter finished soccer last Friday, and I'm like, oh, the relief. Because that was a 3-day-a-week commitment. Mm-hmm. And so on Saturday or Friday night, I'm like, oh, I get to relax tomorrow. And I was going to attend this Mikey's last bull ride that a lot of the Burt Show was at last week.
Mechanical bull ride.
Mechanical. Yeah.
One word can really change sentence.
Right. And so, you know, I just wanted a relaxing day. And she's like, no, I got spray tans, which my wife is a spray tan artiste. And so I'm like, she's like, you have to take Max, my daughter, to this wedding. And I'm like, what are you talking about? A wedding? Like, whose wedding?
I've never heard of anybody addressing an invitation to a 7-year-old.
Yeah, it's usually the parents and the 7-year-old goes with, or the 7-year-old is highlighted there. Maybe? Yeah. Was this a relative?
No, this is like a friend. And I'm like, okay, so that's where I'm like, a wedding? And I'm like, I don't see it on the calendar there again. Looking at my calendar on my phone. No, nothing's on the calendar.
Hold on, we're focusing on the wrong thing here, not the calendar.
Well, for me, it's the calendar.
Obviously, that is a stick in your craw.
Right. History has told us that you're wrong with the calendar thing.
Okay.
That most guys are told by their wives or significant others what's going on. We don't pay attention to it. And then we're floored, just shocked when she brings it up and it's time to go. So that's no debate here.
Okay, I'm wrong.
The 7-year-old being invited to a wedding, as Kristen said, is a little unorthodox.
Hell yeah, it is. And my wife's like, she didn't, you know, tell me what this wedding was about. She just said a wedding. And I'm like, you need to tell me more. Well, and where is this wedding? It turns out it's a destination wedding across town. So I've got to drive her there.
Oh, a destination now. Wedding is across the city. I see.
So that means if we drive over 30 minutes, we can consider ourselves going to a destination wedding.
If you have to put gas in a tank, it's a destination wedding.
If I have to drop you off, leave, and then come back and pick you up, that's a destination wedding. Now I feel like an Uber or chauffeur.
We're still missing the point.
Yeah, who's
Kristen
friend
and I can't
is
figure.
It?
Yeah, who's going to
my daughter's it? Friend? I haven't even gotten to the worst part of this yet.
She's getting married.
Is this a child bride situation?
There's no child getting married. It's a damn cat. The cat is getting married. It is a cat wedding. I'm driving to a destination cat wedding.
I thought it couldn't get more weird. I thought it couldn't get more weird.
That's what I'm saying.
The whole, everything in my life is spinning now.
See, this makes sense to me.
As a cat person, I'm sure it does. A cat wedding.
A cat wedding.
So one of her 7-year-old friends was having a cat
wedding. A ceremony. For two damn cats.
Dude, that is so cute.
Is it? No, it is not cute.
It is so cute. All of your friends are going to dress up and they're going to come to like a mock ceremony for two cats.
This was, as my daughter kept saying, she's like, it's going to be a perfect wedding. And I'm like, oh, please stop doing that. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous is what I said.
So let's just take a look at this practically, okay, for a second.
Okay.
No logic lives here.
All right. So we want to take our kids to every event. We want them to be happy. However, you got a dude here that's busting his ass and is working as hard as his wife is also. He's got a couple of hours in the day just to relax. I feel like, I'm sorry, daughter. We're not going to be able to make that one.
Well, you can't do that now because mom already promised her. So.
Well, that's on mom.
That sure is. Dad's not going to make it.
So, hey, tell us about the wedding. What was the bride wearing?
Well, I wasn't there because I about pushed her out the moving car and got home as fast as possible.
We need her to report back.
Well, so it was between Luna. Okay, and Henry.
Luna was wearing a fur coat. Hopefully it wasn't a real fur coat, and it was
and
faux.
There was a tuna cake.
This is amazing.
It just keeps getting better.
Okay, but apparently things didn't go as planned when the tuna cake was introduced because Luna attacked Henry.
On the wedding day.
Kitty got claws. Mess with that. And apparently Henry had to go to the vet and had a couple stitches. And then, all over a damn tuna cake.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bird Show.
All right, I've got a question for you guys that have lost a lot of weight. A lot of weight. What advice would you give to somebody that's just about to take that journey? So I'm literally walking down the hall to get a cup of coffee, and one of the dudes in the office comes up to me, and I think because most people in the office know that I work out a lot and fitness is part of who I am, he came up to me, and as we were walking past each other, he said, hey, I just want to let you know, I thought you'd be into this. I just hired a trainer, and I'm working out 3 times a week. And I said, congratulations, man, baby steps, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, so this is the one thing that most people don't ask, I think, or trainers don't ask immediately, is like, what is your goal of going to the gym? His goal is to lose 100 pounds.
Wow.
That's a lot of weight.
That's a person.
That's a lot of weight, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious for you guys that have lost a lot of weight, over 60 pounds, over 70 pounds, over 100 pounds. If you were giving advice to somebody that is looking to lose 100 pounds, what would you say initially? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW? Because I think when you look at that number, it can get so intimidating if you're the person that's trying to lose that weight that you don't look at it as 1 pound at a time. You're looking at it as 100 pounds, and that could be really intimidating right off the bat.
Going ahead and jumping to the very end of 100-pound weight loss, if I remember correctly, we had a Burt Show listener call up that had a significant weight loss, and it took a while for her brain to catch up with her body because there was still like some, I wouldn't call it body dysmorphia, but when she looked in the mirror,
It was almost like she had a hard time accepting her new body because it was such a drastic change because you're so used to seeing yourself in a certain light.
I also think that, and some calls are starting to come in now, 1-855-BIRCHO, if you've been through this process, that... you know, we live in this world where you want everything so fast, right? You could take drugs if you want, or you see celebrities that have a baby and the next day they're back down to their pre-baby weight.
It's why I go to a Mexican restaurant because I want food fast and you get chips and salsa.
Is that it?
Okay. Yes.
And I think that if you're starting a journey like that, you just have to remember how long a process that should take if you're doing it in a healthy way. They say that 0.5 pound to 1 pound a week is a lot. So if you're busting your ass in the gym and you lose 4 pounds at the end of the month, give yourself credit. Like, don't look at it like, oh, I only lost 4 pounds. That's a lot.
So it should take you approximately 2 years to lose 100 pounds.
That's a lot.
I have a friend who lost, I think she lost 70 pounds when it was all said and done. And I remember her saying that that was the hardest part, was constantly looking at trying to lose the 70. Because she always felt like she wasn't doing anything when she would lose 2 pounds, when she would lose 1 pound. But when she started looking at it like, the time is going to pass anyway. So if you lose even a pound a week or a pound every 2 weeks or whatever the case, and you keep looking at it like that, eventually you'll get to your goal before you even know it.
Fernando, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hello, man. I just got done leaving the gym this morning before I head off for work, and I was pushing 300 pounds last year, and I'm 217 now. Wow. And it's all about consistency, finding a schedule, and... I got into fasting 72 hours every 30 days for the health reason. And I also got into running a lot. So I just completed my first marathon last Sunday.
Congrats. Wow.
That was awesome.
And yeah, and the one thing people don't understand is that when you put a big number like that in front of you, it's very discouraging.
Right.
It really is. So what I did is I just set small goals. I really did. And after a year of working out, running, I'm now 217. I feel more fit and it's healthier. And, you know, with consistency, anyone can do it.
Congratulations, man. That takes a lot of discipline. And that must have been on your mind all the time. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. How about losing 150 pounds, man?
Wow.
Hey, Cassie. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am feeling great.
So how much weight have you lost? And I'm guessing your name is Case.
Yeah, it's Casey.
How much weight did you lose?
150 pounds.
150 pounds.
All right. I'm curious, how did you do it and how long did it take you?
Well, I started my wife and I started last February 20th. At that time, I weighed in at 326 pounds and... this past February 20th, I weigh in at 176.
Wow.
Good for you. Yeah. Was there one, like, breaking point moment for you? Like, okay, today is the day. That can't happen again.
Yes, actually. I saw a picture of myself on Facebook.
The picture. The pictures, yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what have I done to myself?
Yeah.
So,
that'll do it.
Started going to the gym. I started out cardio. Then I moved to transition to weights and worked with a trainer. And it's part of my life. If I don't go to the gym every day now, I don't feel right.
So what's the one piece of advice you would give this dude that is now looking at 100 pounds?
Absolutely. Just take one day at a time. Eat healthy. It's okay to have cheat days. Cheat day once a week. Watch your sodium intake and drink lots of water.
Would you say that the scale is your best or worst friend when you're trying to lose that kind of weight?
Actually, to me, it's my best friend because I can see my progress like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people say throw the scale out the window because if you're starting to feel good and like your clothes aren't fitting the way they used to, that's all you need to know. Because if you go and you're busting your ass in the gym and then you jump on the scale and maybe because you've been working out, you put on some muscle, that the scale is lying to you. So some people say, don't look at it at all. If you feel good and you're starting to see that your clothes don't fit the same, then that's good enough.
It's probably discouraging to look down there and not see as much as you thought you would see.
Yeah.
When you do the math on it, man, have you ever been on a treadmill and you're busting your ass and you realize like you've only burned 170 yes. calories and you're like, that's half a burger. That's
it's
it.
Deflating.
It's a quarter of a burger.
No, those are the 2 Girl Scout cookies I ate. What are you talking about?
Melissa, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good, thank you. All right, so our friend down the hall here is losing 100 pounds. It is a long journey. What advice can you give to him? Because you lost how much weight?
I've lost about 170 wow. a pound.
Good for you.
Wow. Yeah, so I've lost like an entire person. So I'm my biggest advice would be a lot kind of the same thing the other guy said. It's just take it one day at a time. I had to do it for health reasons, but or I wanted to do it for health reasons, and that just take it the one day at a time. And I think Kristen was saying something about body dysmorphia. That's a very real thing that I deal with, because every time I look in the mirror, I have to be like, oh, I'll walk by the mirror sometimes and do like a second look, because I'm like, whoa, is that me now?
Right. Wow, that's good advice. Just take
Thank
it
you.
One step at a time here, because it's a long, long process.
Hey, The Bird Show.
So your kid wants to be a streamer, and you're like, oh my God, what a waste. What? A streamer? Jackson came in here a couple of weeks ago and told you how much the top streamers are making, which might tweak your attitude about it. So now maybe you got a kid that wants to be in esports. They are playing sports online all day long, and you think it's a big old waste of time, huh? Well, they're making just as much money.
I realized that after the streamer break that I did, where we're talking about $100 million 2-year contracts, we're talking about $1 million donations, may have come out of the gate a little hot, okay? Because last night when I was doing research into this, spent about an hour and a half looking up a bunch of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and honestly, I was a little taken back by, I think I was a little shocked about, it wasn't as much as I thought it was going to be.
For esports.
For esports specifically. So esports, for those of you who don't know, is basically the competitive gaming industry. This is where people compete in tournaments to try and be the best. And not only is it for bragging rights, there's also a lot of money that goes into like these prize pools and tournaments.
Do we call them athletes? Esports athletes?
No.
We do not?
I would call them a gamer, but I wouldn't call them an athlete.
So what you have to know about esports also, if you don't know anything about it, there are some competitions where people will go and they will fill stadiums, 25, 30, 35,000 people will watch people compete on stage against each other. There are some countries now, I think Japan is giving out scholarships now in esports. They have dorm rooms just for their e-athletes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge thing, and I will say that it's here to stay, and it's only growing. So in 2021, that's the first time that the esports market specifically eclipsed over $1 billion in sort of their market value, and now it's risen to around $1.6 billion. And so it's really interesting seeing, because a lot of these players that compete at the highest level of whatever game it is that they play in are also content creators and streamers. So they're not solely making their money off of just their prize earnings when they, you know, win or place in tournaments. It comes from other things as well.
There's also a lot of sponsorship money that comes into play also. It's no different than being an athlete. I mean, a surfer that's traveling around the world has a sponsor also, right? No different than esports. And a lot of them, not many, but the top percentage makes a lot of money.
Yeah, definitely. And so I found some of the more interesting facts about sort of, you know, prize pools and viewership and things like that that I'm going to run by you guys. And I'm curious to know, like, how surprised are you by this, and sort of do you actually see a future in any of this? So to start, the single largest prize pool of any tournament was in 2021, and that was for a game called Dota 2, and that was $40 million.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And that's the total prize pool. So similar to like how a golf tournament works, uh-huh. that's the entire pot, and then it's split up amongst the people who place.
I watched a documentary on this, and it is intense, especially when you have that kind of money for grabs. I mean, the politics in esports and team members on these teams competing for that much money is like any other sport.
What's Dota 2?
Dota 2 is this top-down game. It's a strategy sort of game. It's a 5v5 team-based game. And you play as like different heroes. And this game came out in like 2013, I think, and it's still more popular than ever. Honestly, mm-hmm. all of the biggest prize pools and top earners in this entire industry come from this game, which is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And so the number one winner of that won $18.2 million. That was what the first place winner got.
One tournament.
For winning the finals of this one tournament.
And did they... Was that split amongst
It's split team amongst members, the entire right? team, yeah. exactly.
Still a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And something that's super cool about this tournament specifically is that the host of this tournament is actually the developer of the game itself, this company called Valve. And so there are in-game purchases that you can make, like that regular people like us can make as you're playing the game. And 25% of all of your purchases that you make in-game contribute towards this prize pool. So the more that you contribute to the game, the higher the prize pool is for the winners.
Good Lord, how much has the developer made on this game?
A lot right. of money. A lot of money. So the single top earning esports player of all time is this guy from Denmark, Johan Sundsten, who earned...
Oh, Sundsten!
Sundsten! Such good people!
So his career earnings are $7.2 million. And I'm not saying that that's not a lot of money, but honestly, I was a little bit shocked. I thought that it was going to be higher than that. And so after some more digging, I found that the top earner from a single tournament, this guy Kyle, Booga is what he goes by. This was 2019, the Fortnite World Cup in a solos tournament. He won $3 million for that one tournament by itself.
That feels like a lot of money to me. When you're talking about playing a video game, yeah, there's training involved and stuff like that also, but $17 million or $3 million for playing video games and esports seems like a tremendous amount of money to me.
So not being a gamer myself and not being married to a person who's a gamer. So I know people who game and you like it's like hours and hours and hours on end, right? So these tournaments... How long do they last? Because this isn't like a Super Bowl game where you're like you're investing probably like 4 hours of your time. So how long does a tournament last? Like, how do you figure out who wins?
It totally depends on the game. So for this one, for Fortnite, I remember watching this one live where this kid won, and he's not part
the
of a
Fortnite
team.
One?
So the Fortnite one. So he won this on his own. So he won that $3 million. And so for this tournament specifically, there's all these qualifiers that you have to play in prior to actually showing up to the event. And then the main event is what they call a LAN tournament, where everybody actually is getting together and playing in the same place. So this actually happened at Arthur Ashe Stadium up in New York. And I remember I was at a Braves game watching the finals on my phone when this was going on.
Are you serious?
And I watched this guy win. And he was 16-year-old yeah. kid, and he won this $3 million.
So it's really no different than Wimbledon or the U.S. Open, where you've got qualifiers that are leading up to the championship, so it could be a 3 or 4 day tournament.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And so usually at the end, it's like a sort of best of five, but then there's points that you get for how you place, you know, how many eliminations you get, all that kind of stuff.
Fascinating.
And for a little bit of reference, Scottie Scheffler this year, who won the Masters tournament, won $3.6 million for that. So this kid won $3 million playing Fortnite.
Damn.
Another big aspect of this entire industry are these esports organizations. So you think of them as like franchises, okay? And these are organizations that sign a bunch of top players, and you rep sort of their logo in your gamer tag as you're playing, and you play on behalf of these teams. And so they supply you with a ton of resources for like training, you get coached, like all this kind of stuff. And the top valued esports org is this organization called TSM, and they're valued at around $540 million.
What?
Yeah. And so for comparison, if you look at the valuation of the MLS's Chicago Fire FC or FC Dallas, they're right at around $550 million.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a whole industry, man. That's, it's a crazy ass, and it's still exploding.
It's absolutely growing bigger. I mean, I was a little bit taken back because I thought it was going to be bigger, but most of these people, like this whole industry is only growing. It's only getting bigger. And if you have a kid that has a knack for some of these games, it might not be a bad idea to let them pursue it.
Where were you 30 years ago?
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, so I have been very forthcoming with all of you that I have intrusive thoughts. I think a lot of people have intrusive thoughts. The only difference is I decide to come on the air and share them. These are actually thoughts that are never supposed to see the light of day. Nobody is supposed to know what you're thinking deep in the crevices of your brain, but because I'm a glutton for punishment, here I am exposing some of my deepest, darkest thoughts.
You've only tipped me off. I didn't even know these things were a thing until you brought them up.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I told Kristen the other day, we walked in studio. It was like 5:58 right before the show started. And I walked by her, and my intrusive thought was to slap her in the ass like a baseball player, like going up to bat. I didn't do it, but it was just like, hey, good. It's going to be like, hey, good game.
Once you say it out loud, it's no longer an intrusive
thought. Now you're just intruding. Yeah. Right? Which we probably shouldn't admit with our CEO being in the building. Yeah. That's something else. That's called sexual harassment.
Literally, she doesn't know when we're on the air, so I'm good to go.
All right, so here are a couple of the intrusive thoughts I have incurred over the last week. So I was at Target and I was going down the aisle and only went for a couple of things. And good for me, I only got a couple of things. But I was walking.
That's impressive.
I know, right? So I'm walking past like the medicines and kind of like the pharma section of Target. And there on the corner are my gummies that I get, my multivitamin gummies, because I'm a big girl and I like to chew gummies for my vitamins. And they're very tasty. They're the Ollie brand. I like them. I don't know if they're doing anything for me, but man, it's like you're eating a little Welch's gummy. So there they were. So I wanted to uncap all of them and just go right there in Target, but I didn't. Next, while I was getting gas, I wanted to drive off with the hose still in my car. I don't know why, but I did.
Okay.
I see, like, you know, those videos that have gone viral or whatever, and I was actually getting my own gas this time, and I was like, I just wanted, whenever I get my gas, I go back and I sit in my car, and I wait for it to, like, you know, fill up, and then I get back out, and I go unplug it, and while I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I just want to drive off. I'm just going to drive off and leave that hose just like, you know, dangling out the side of my car. While I was trying dresses on at Marshall's, I wanted to Hulk my way out of one in the dressing room. So it wasn't a good day of shopping. I found so much cute stuff for my son and my husband. Couldn't find squat for me because I'm trying to find something to wear for this Pinot period party this Sunday, right? And I'm trying these dresses on and I just like, I hated all of them. And I just really, in a moment of rage, I just wanted to be like, like Hulk Hogan a la Hulk and just like rip it off my body. And then while I was at TJ Maxx, I wanted to body check a woman that was invading my space by the racks. So like TJ Maxx is just, well, actually, no, this was at Nordstrom Rack. Because I was.
This is the one that's just totally disorganized.
Oh, and man. So when you compare them, Marshall's is the most organized. And then TJ Maxx is a little bit of a cluster, especially like the clearance racks, but not too bad. Then Nordstrom Rack is just like a free-for-all. It's like somebody, like a tornado came through there and you can't find anything and it's a disaster. So I was actually in Nordstrom Rack and I'm trying to look through the dresses and this woman, like I am standing there. I am there first. Like, don't try to like elbow your way through the aisle. And I really did. I just wanted to give her one of those like.
It's the space issues that give me the most intrusive thoughts when people are being selfish, be it at the gym, somebody's smoking outside in front of the main lobby outside. So you have to go through their smoke. The selfishness is where I get the most intrusive in traffic. The most intrusive thoughts.
And then you remember as a kid when you would go shopping with your mom and then you would hide in the circular racks of clothing while she was shopping?
Those were the days.
Right? Yeah. And so I was walking through the circular racks and I was like, I really want to go hide in here. But I didn't. And then as I was waiting in line, you know how they have at all those stores, at TJ Maxx, Marshall's, Nordstrom Rack, you have to go like through this windy to get to the register. And there's all these little knick-knack and last-minute things, like, and there's socks, and there's lotions, and there's snacks, and there's makeup, and there's all kinds of stuff that they're just trying to get you to grab as you're going to the counter. Every single time I go through these, I compulsively want to organize all of them because they're such a cluster.
It's always all over
there
the place.
Was a area of nail polishes and I just wanted to color coordinate every single one of them, labels out. But I kept my hands to myself.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You ever have those thoughts in somebody else's house?
Yes.
You want to clean up for them? Yeah.
Not clean up.
Organize. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. It's just like there's certain things and you just like, and I'm like that when I am standing at a cash register. If there's stuff on the counter and it's in disarray, I will fix it. Like if there is some business cards that are askew, I will fix it. If there are like the pins, like one's up one way and one's, I will turn it around and I like things to look nice. Even though I don't do this in my own home, so it makes no freaking sense. And then there was a man this morning doing exercises in our parking lot. He was like running laps or whatever, and I really wanted to run him over. But I didn't.
But you didn't.
Okay, good.
I didn't do any of it.
That's so proud of you.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.